Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's the second day in the month of March 2025. Indeed, the Lord has been good and kind to us, and that is why we want to start the day by ascribing all glory, honor, and adoration to the one who has made this possible. Father, we've come with our hearts of thanksgiving and want to say thank you, Jesus. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. First of all, I'd like to use this medium to wish our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, sir, and we wish you a long life and prosperity in good health and in sound mind. If this is your first time of joining us, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the deep revelation in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us, and we get to sit at His feet to learn, to listen, to just soak in the Word of God, to receive direction, clarity for our lives. If you've been very frequent on the show, then you also know what time it is. It's time to invite somebody to the show. I want you to share the link and let somebody know that it is time. The Lord is ready to speak. Invite them to this platform and become a channel of blessing in their lives. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the second day in the month of March 2025. It's a beautiful Sunday, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, But for the Lord, but for the Lord. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 19 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 19, Rock of Ages Cleft for Me. Rock of Ages Cleft for Me. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 28 to chapter 29. Deuteronomy chapter 28 to chapter 29. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Psalm 124, verse 6, which says, Blessed be the Lord, was not given us as a prey to their teeth. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Psalm 124, verse 6. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who are not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our Bible reading for this morning is taken from the book of Psalm 124, from verse 1 to 8. Psalm 124, from verse 1 to 8. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 1 it reads, If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The streams would have gone over our soul. Then the swelling waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, when I was a lecturer at the University of Ilorin, after my morning lectures, I would leave the campus, go home for lunch, and relax before returning for my evening lectures. I was also serving as the pastor of the RCCG parish in Ilorin then. So our living room was constantly filled with people. One afternoon after eating, I lay on the couch in the living room to rest before returning to my evening lectures. I closed my eyes so people walking around would think that I was sleeping and not disturb me. While lying down, someone grabbed my hands and my legs and bent as if to kiss me. Initially, I thought it was my wife, but then I realized that whoever could hold my hand and my leg at the same time must be much taller and stronger than her. I opened my eyes immediately, and the being, I really couldn't make out what it was, it vanished. I wondered what had just happened as I felt a cold sensation rush down my spine. I shook it off and went for my lectures. While I was on campus, I started experiencing a terrible stomach ache, which led to severe stooling and vomiting. On returning home, I had to practically crawl from my car to the bathroom. Then I asked, Lord, why is this happening to me? And He responded, I just wanted you to get a glimpse of the battles I fight for you that you are not aware of. Immediately He said that the stomach ache, stooling and vomiting stopped. You have no idea how much God protects you as you go about your daily activities. You may think that you go and come safely because you are very careful or because you are a good driver. But believe me, your carefulness or your driving skills cannot get you out of an accident that the devil has planned. Only God can guarantee your safety. If you think that you are surrounded by security personnel, what will happen if they face a terror group with much sophisticated weapon than them? This is why Psalm 127 verse 1 says that the watchman watches in vain if the Lord is not watching over the city. Beloved, some people have plied the same routes you ply and gotten kidnapped or killed. Also, the same kind of food that you eat is what has caused some their deaths. You should constantly thank God for your safety. You will not be alive without Him. Lamentations 3 verse 22. Our action point today says, today is my birthday. Please thank God on my behalf because He has truly been faithful to me. Today is the birthday of our general overseer, so He wants us to say a word of prayer for him. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.pistolasready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour UCL Our Past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praise-ready.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.